Mom! Dad!
Kim dragged herself up from under the warm, wet blanket of sedation. It was Hannah's voice, tearful, close. Kim opened heavy lids and saw her daughter at the end of the bed. Tall, pretty Hannah, wearing a nightie that looked like a football jersey, the number 28 across her chest. It was Hannah's birthday today. Sweet 16. She was having a slumber party. So why was she here in the small hours of the morning? Why was she crying? As Kim struggled for lucidity, she realized something was terribly wrong. Tears streamed down Hannah's face, and there was something on her hands, something dark and wet, glistening in the faint glow of the LED clock radio. Blood. Kim, that day. Should we wake the princess? The words hovered in the chill morning air, unanswered. Kim leaned her elbows on the custom butcher block breakfast bar, took a sip of black coffee, and waited. When he finally responded, Jeff's eyes never left his laptop screen. It's her birthday. Let her sleep. Kim glanced at the digital clock on the Mela gas range. 8:37 a.m. An unreasonable hour to ask a girl to rise on any Saturday, let alone her 16th birthday. 16. God, where had the time gone? Kim allowed herself a brief moment of nostalgia, her mind slipping back to that dreary March day when Hannah was born. It seemed like yesterday and an eternity at the same time. That pink squalling creature she had birthed with such effort was now tall, beautiful, undeniably womanly. Kim was different now, too. Her physical transformation was less dramatic. At 46, she prided herself on being able to pass for 40, maybe even 39, thanks to a strict regimen of Pilates, cold-pressed juices, and the judicious use of fillers. But she was not the same naive, hopeful woman she'd been that day. She had grown up as surely as Hannah had. Jeff's relentless tap-tap-tapping drew her out of her reverie. Silicon Valley keyboard torture. Still working on that presentation? A tinge of annoyance had crept into her tone, but it wasn't like Jeff noticed. He didn't seem to notice anything about his wife lately. Kim could have been doing a naked handstand on the back of a unicorn, and Jeff would have kept pecking away at his keyboard like a chicken on Ritalin. Yep. He remained focused on his work, as if he was locked in his Palo Alto office on a Tuesday, not drinking coffee in his open-plan kitchen with his spouse on a Saturday morning. Jeff seemed to have forgotten that this was a day traditionally designated for leisure pursuits and family bonding. Not that Kim had any real desire to bond with her husband of 18 years. After the incident last year, she found civility challenging, let alone quality time. But she couldn't help but feel neglected. And she envied her husband's single-minded obsession with providing financial software solutions to corporations, his unblinking belief that his job as VP of Global Strategy at FinTech Solutions really meant something. In Jeff's mind, the infrastructure of the entire U.S. economy would come crashing down without his constant attention. "I'm going to do some work, too," she said, rising from the bar stool. The typing paused as Jeff headed for the coffee pot. "More coffee?" "I'm fine. Call me when Aiden gets up. I'll make him some eggs."
"If he gets up. That kid could sleep for days."
"He's 13. He's growing."
Half a lukewarm cup of coffee in hand, Kim padded in slippered feet past the sunken living room, its expanse of windows affording spectacular views of the San Francisco Bay. Her office was at the back of the designer home, tucked between the laundry room and the wine cellar, a tidy, compact space allocated for her freelance copywriting job.
"It's just to keep my foot in the door,"
she'd explained when Jeff told her his salary negated the need for her to work.
"I might want to go back when the kids are older."
At 16 and 13, the kids officially qualify